KFYO 709, good morning, Tom and Laura. You know, even though school just got out, you know, people are breathing. They're going, I'm glad this year is over. There are people that are still in the mode of pontification, trying to find the bright spots in the world of education.
Right.
One of those people would be Mark Martin, and he's with Premier Charter School. Welcome to the program. What in the heck are you doing these days?
Thank you, Tom. My first question is pontificating?
I don't know that you want people to know that you do
that. I don't think so. No, I'm here this morning. You know, it has been a busy year, and after we got all the graduations done at all the schools, at the end of May, first part of June, there was a big sigh of relief, but there's been activity across the board. Many of us are running summer schools. I'm in the last week of my summer school. And it's that time that we're planning for next year. And I wanted to make sure that the parents in the community knew that, number one, Premier is here. We are located on West Loop 289 out in the Wayland Plaza. And we are a charter school. And we are dedicated to the academic program, academic curriculum to get kids their recommended diploma. We serve a population of 9th through 12th graders that for some reason or another have not either had success in schools, have had time that they've been out of school, things out of their control, medical issues and family issues, or we have also a group of kids that are trying to finish their high school diploma early. They want to go to the military. They want to start that program at a four-year college. They have another plan, and they want to go ahead and accelerate their degree. So we serve both ends of the spectrum at Premier. We've had our summer school. We're getting ready to finish out and get ready for next year. We have some – in July, we're going to have some parent interest meetings at Premier. And on the 10th and the 17th of July, we are going to have some parent interest meetings. There will be some flyers in the mail from 7 to 9 p.m. for parents that are interested in enrolling and looking at a situation that's different from the traditional school setting.
Is it so? Is this kind of like an alternative school setting, or is
well,
it
in a sense, and it is an alternative, but people take that term to mean something bad, and it is not. What it is a choice. The last 20-25 years in Texas, especially, the educational architecture has changed. People have different needs. Families have their kids have different goals. Families have changed.
Yeah, and sometimes traditional high school is just not.
Traditional high school does a great job for a large number of the population. And charter schools are not set up to be a competition for traditional high schools. They're there to fill a need. Mm-hmm. And the need that we have in our society is we have kids that don't fit the traditional mold. They need something other than a regular 8-to-5 day. For example, one thing that we are flexible about is our schedule. We can allow children to come. The students can go from 8 to 12 or from 12 to 4. Depending on what their needs are, if they have jobs, if they have other responsibilities. Some of them have childcare issues.
Mm-hmm. Let me say this about charter schools. My daughter had a medical issue when she was 16. Mm-hmm. She was the youngest one in the class, but she didn't return to the spring semester at Lubbock High School because she had a medical issue. She had ITP. It's a platelet disorder. And so the thing is she was playing sports and things like that, and she also, they didn't identify what type of von Willebrand syndrome that she had, which could cause internal bleeding and stuff like that. So anyway, she went ahead and, she enrolled in a charter school, and she finished up. I mean, she finished two classes online, she tested out a 7, took two more, and man, she was out in like 6 weeks. Now, we talked her into staying one more semester in college, but she could have graduated in May, at the end of this past May, last month, from college, and she's in an internship. She'll be out, and she stayed because she's going to go to PA school. But you know she can't apply to PA school, and there's a time frame. Mm-hmm. So she was just like, okay, well, what am I going to do? So anyway, she ended up staying. So what I was driving at there is just because you go to a charter, you know, just because you go to a charter school doesn't mean that you can't be smart or that you aren't smart.
Well, we default to the same recommended diploma that all the ISDs give. Mm-hmm. And that is an academic diploma certified by the state of Texas. It carries the same weight as one you get from Lubbock ISD, from Lubbock Cooper, Friendship any place at any ISD, it's the same diploma, because the diploma is based on an academic achievement, academic credits. It is not based on whether you're in sports or choir or UIL competitions. Those extracurricular activities are great for kids that are interested in those, kids that want to pursue that. But you have a population in our state that want to get that high school diploma, go to the next level, take it to the military. At this point in time, the military will not take anyone without a high school diploma.
Right.
In the past, that was not true. And so now that's a requirement. And if a student has an aspiration to go into the military to learn how to fly jet planes, where do you go? You go to the military. And how do you get in there? You got to have that high school diploma. And if you want to get into some recruitment cycles, the timing may not be exactly as a semester-by-semester traditional setting that schools are locked into. Mm-hmm. We have permission from the state through our charter to have an alternative delivery system. We don't ring bells and move the kids throughout the day. We have them pace themselves. They have some control over the choreography of their day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, if it's kind of on an individual, at your own pace kind of a thing.
It is.
You know, the thing is, with a charter school or a traditional school, it is what you make it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a student and you apply yourself, you're going to do well. If you're a student and you don't apply yourself, you're not going to do well. It doesn't matter where you go.
It's just so great that we're finally...
He said those so much better than I could have.
It's just so great that we're offering this alternative to the regular traditional thing for kids who... I mean, you may have kids now, I mean, who have kids of their own, and they need to get out of high school and get a job and support their families.
Well, and we've been... This charter school has been in this community for 15 years. For a long time, we were under the name Eagle Academy. And about 6 years ago, it switched over to Premier High School.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of confuses some people. And we're located, as I said, in West Loop 289 in the Wayland Plaza. But we graduate a substantial number of kids. A couple of years ago, we had 55 graduates.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, we had right at 25. And it'll depend on that particular group of kids and where they're at. But I start graduating kids with high school diplomas in September. When they finish their program, they've done the academic requirements, they get their diploma. They don't have to wait till the end of a semester or end of a term to get that. That's another flexibility issue we have.
Fantastic.
We have small classes. They can have a half-day schedule. They work at their own pace. And, again, that's how much investment they put into it. But we are there to facilitate that. We have certified teachers. We have the whole – everything that the state requires from TEA, we have. We just have an alternate way of delivering that system.
Right.
If you're interested, again, in July the 10th and the 17th, we'll have parent interest meetings. In August, we'll have some open houses. There'll be flyers in the mail. And hopefully I'll come back and visit later in July to remind
definitely.
Okay,
love to have
go
you
ahead
back
before
on.
You get away. Where can people find you online?
Online, it's responsiveed.com. And there's two E's at the ed. Okay, so responsiveed.com is our website.
So in other words, at the end of responsive and the beginning of
responsive, there's two E's. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you do your .com and you're right there with us. You can click on, we're the largest charter school in the state. We also have sites in Arkansas and Indiana. We're opening up in Ohio. We have over 70 sites in this state. We have 35 sites that are like Premier. They're different brands. We serve the younger students with our Vista Academies, middle school. We have a Founders Academy. Which Hillsborough College is a part of our sponsor with that. We have other things, and we're more concentrated in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the Valley, in Houston, and out here in the western part of Texas, we have Amarillo, Lubbock, Midland, El Paso. But we are here to serve a certain group of kids, and if you're a student, if you're a parent or a student that needs our services, 763-1518. We're here in town. We'd love to talk to you.
Thanks for coming in. Mark
Great.
Martin, Premier Charter School. It's Premier High School, but it's a charter school, and you can find them at responsiveed.com. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you.
Right now, 717.